The following is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Should we just f***ing head into it?
What topics are we going to discuss?
I think we should have some type of like a little game plan here.
God, who cares? F***ing send it. What the f*** is going on, pussies? This is Bench Shenanigans.
We can't do that. It'll be all bleeped, you f***.
What is going on, everybody? It is March 18th, Friday, March 18th. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Welcome to another episode of Bench Shenanigans. I'm here with Will, Psych, no one cares. Kit, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, seriously.
Psych, what's going on, please? We are back in the fucking studio. It's fucking episode 2 studio. We're vibing. Day 2 after St. Paddy's Day. Huge rip last night. How are the boys feeling this morning?
Feeling pretty good. How about you?
Oh, wow, this guy is giving me incredible, elaborate answers here.
That's some in-depth shit.
What did you get up to last night? What did you boys do?
Honestly, we had plans and they fell apart.
Really?
Yeah, I guess seeing... We didn't realize that there would be a line outside of an Irish pub on St. Patrick's Day.
Where'd you go, Mickey Flynn's?
We went to Gracie's.
Oh, did you? O'Malley's,
and the
yeah?
line was fucking...
But the line at Gracie's usually moves like lightning. No?
It was like 2 days.
It was St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, St. Patty's Fair. That sucks.
Yeah, we got there, and...
What time did you guys leave the house?
10:45.
Yeah, you played yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but our... We had some sport media people already in there.
Oh, did you? Oh, so they came and got you boys or what?
They didn't have the connect.
Right, who was in there? The... Yeah, yo. She lives there, bro. She lives there.
Hey, yo.
Yo, no cap. That's fucking hilarious. No way. Did you guys end up getting in or no?
We no? didn't want to wait in that line.
Yeah, fair. So what'd you do? You just boozed?
Then we went to a pub. We were sitting there. First of all, we got in and we're waiting for someone to just like go here.
Yeah.
And no one is. I asked this person, she's like, just find a spot. I don't know if you're gonna I'm gonna get to you.
Yeah.
We go to this spot and then we just sit there for 10 minutes, we're like, okay, we're getting out of here. Yeah. No one came.
Yeah.
So it was like the night went from being it was a decent night, but it went from being we're going to a bar for St. Paddy's Day to literally
nothing.
Striking out twice. Pretty shit, but...
That's pretty brutal, man.
So where she goes. How was the... What was it, Waterloo or Laurier?
Laurier's in Waterloo, so...
Well, no, I'm just like saying up two schools.
Oh, yeah, no, Laurier. It was Laurier. Fair.
You would think... Sorry to interrupt, but you'd think Will would know something like that because of the amount of geography classes this guy takes.
Taking every geography fucking
Well, no,
elective.
I was asking what school. I know they're both in...
Yeah, I mean, you don't go to a school to celebrate Paddy's Day, right? You go to a city or a town and you just kind of celebrate on the street. I didn't go to Waterloo main campus to go have a couple beers with
the
professor,
bro.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Anyways,
okay, how was it?
It was, here's the thing, man. Like, it was a great time. It's just the people I was with are absolutely crazy. Like,
you boys have been keeping up with the MLB, some MLB trades?
Jays, though.
Chapman.
That's
huge. Jays are going for it.
Huge.
That is huge.
But I will say, the more I look into Chapman, the more I get a little worried.
Why is that?
His defense, amazing. Do not get me wrong. This
mm-hmm.
guy is a stud.
Mm-hmm.
I've had him on fantasy for the past 2 years,
okay.
And he either hits home runs or strikes out.
Yeah.
So.
But that's the thing. I don't think the Jays are looking at him necessarily to be the biggest offensive threat. Like,
yeah.
We have so much offense where it's
also,
like, if he can just partially, like, you know, do his thing. He doesn't have to hit 300. If he hits like 25, 30 home runs, then that's more than enough. Like, his glove
he
alone.
He hits like low 200s.
No,
yeah,
the thing is, he was playing in Oakland.
Yeah, so he was the number one guy in Oakland.
Yeah.
So he had a lot more
and
pressure.
And he was playing in a shit park. So you go from a pitcher's park to more of a hit. You know? What do you mean what I'm trying to say?
Why is it shit? You don't like Oakland?
No, I'm saying the park is a pitcher's park.
But what are you trying to say?
That could be a reason why you're struggling.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Is this guy being serious? Dude, he played half of his games at home.
I'm playing.
But yeah, I think Chapman's actually like a huge move. Like that's a solid pickup. And I don't think we really gave up that much for him. Like I know we gave up four players.
We're just losing prospects. So, but that's like, fine because we're in a moment to win.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Like
go all in or all out.
The Jays are the favorite for the AL East right now.
Oh yeah, they're like a top three team in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the top three teams in the league are from the AL East.
Yeah.
Like, Yankees, Rays are still really strong.
Yeah, but you also got to look at the Dodgers. I mean, they just got Freeman, so.
Yeah.
That's
and no, now, they now have that four you, MVPs on their team.
Yeah, and now that you have the universal DH, you can have Freeman at first, Muncie DH, and, like, there's so many more options for now. Like, the Dodgers are going to be even scarier.
But in that division, you see what the Padres did?
They got Luke Voit, right?
Voit, yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I'm a huge Luke Voit
really,
fan.
Really, dude? He's so mid.
He kind of seems like a cancer in the
room. He's so mid, though. Yeah, did you hear? He had, like, beef with Anthony Rizzo last year because Rizzo was getting played more than him.
I'm like, bro, yeah, Rizzo's better than you.
That's what I think stupid that Rizzo honestly got more playing time because, the year before Rizzo came was the season where it was, like, 60 games, right?
Yeah.
And Luke Voit
he was balling.
So to, like, have a season like that, just to get like replaced,
dude, it's Anthony Rizzo. Like, dude's a World Series champion. Like, he's got so much experience. He's been in the league. He's a 10 times better defender than Voit.
Sorry. Yeah, Voit's younger.
Yeah,
but it's good for the Padres because now they have Hosmer and Voit.
Yeah, Hosmer is
a good
kind of
clapback.
Hosmer is kind of falling off so hard since he went to San Diego. But the thing, my only thing with San Diego is, Tatis Jr. is an idiot. Like, he's so stupid, bro. Like,
you really
I was reading into this. His contract said he's not allowed to ride a motorcycle, eh? Like, he's not, yeah. So, I was talking to my dad about this. So, like, they could either, sit him down and be like, look, you broke the contract clause. Like, you're done, obviously. But, like, obviously they're not going to do that. But they're definitely going to give him a stern warning, bro. Because, like, you can't be doing shit like that when you're the franchise player, man. Like,
well, I don't know if it was a coach or whoever the Braves, but he's like, yeah, Tatis is not watching driving a motorcycle ever again.
Honestly.
And he's like, Tatis is like, someone asked me, how was the accident? What was the accident? He's like, oh, which one?
Yeah, that's...
So
that's a problem.
Not a good look in any way.
But I mean, honestly, I already bought tickets for Jay's game April 15th against Oakland. It's my buddy's birthday, so we were just going to go. I'm so excited to watch these guys play. The Rogers Center atmosphere is like...
Yeah, I think I have a chance to go to the home opener, which would be lit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Holy.
Wait, you're going to the home opener?
Nah, he is. I'm going on.
Who are they playing?
Texas.
Oh, Simeon.
Marcus Simeon's back.
Simeon.
Corey Seager.
They Texas asked Seager's brother if he wanted to unretire so that they could play together. The brothers.
Really?
I think his name's Kyle Seager. Cool.
Yeah. Why the fuck would you want to play in Texas?
Just to play with
your
brother.
They're so mid, bro. They're gonna be so shit.
I think
they have no pitching.
True.
And they only have a middle infield that are. Half their middle infield is injury prone. Like Corey Seager, I can't remember last time he had a full season. I love him. Like, don't get me wrong, he's actually one of my favorite shortstops. But he's just not exactly.
Who's shortstop though?
Seager, 100%.
Who else would you put at shortstop?
Simeon just won a Gold Glove at second too. So
I know. I'm just saying he was a shortstop before.
I know.
Obviously, he killed that second with the Jays. But like,
I know. I was gonna say because. Simeon said that he still sees himself as a shortstop.
That's
right?
What I mean.
Going into free agency, but then he signs with Texas, who had signed Corey Seager earlier. So I think he's accepted that he's going to be a second baseman.
Or did they, I swear they signed Simeon first. No?
I don't think so,
bro. You know what's crazy? The fact that Donaldson's on the Yankees.
Yeah, that's weird, bro.
I love Donaldson. I just don't like the Yankees. So.
Yeah, fuck.
Well, he's playing with Garrett Cole now.
Each other, bro. So jokes.
Oh, dude, what did he say? He said something.
He said, it's not a coincidence that once umpires started checking for like spider tack, that Garrett Cole's spin rate decreased heavily, and now they're teammates.
Yeah.
So jokes. But
yeah, honestly,
good move. I think Donaldson's gonna have a really good year, actually.
You think so?
Yeah, he has a chance. Honestly, he's been solid. Like, he's obviously not what he was with the Jays, but he's still going to be a really solid player.
He's valuable to any franchise. I mean, like, he can hit the ball, too.
He's a very good hitter. You just hope he doesn't get injured. Because that calf...
Ooh!
Also, in football, Deshaun Watson's with the Browns now.
No way! What? Yeah,
just a little bit before we recorded.
Baker requested a trade, yeah?
Baker wants to go to Indianapolis now, which is probably his best bet.
Yeah.
They did Baker Mayfield really dirty, though.
Is Deshaun Watson, like, able to play, though? Like,
He's cleared.
He's cleared?
Yeah.
For shizzle?
Hundos? I mean, he hasn't played in a year, so you really never know.
He's still disgusting. Like, he's so dirty.
Well, he was killing it the year before he stopped playing.
Yeah. He was MVP candidate.
Yeah.
And then Juju Smith's now on the Chiefs. Is Juju
actually good, though? Like,
no, I never thought he was good. Actually, he was good when him and AB were playing together, because AB would get triple covered, so Juju's wide open. I've never been a fan of Juju, though.
Do you like his TikTok dances?
No. I just look back, I think, when he was doing that, like, dancing on the logos.
Yeah, it's out of pocket. No,
I think he played Cincinnati, and I forget who it was, but someone rocked his lights
out. Oh, yeah.
Like, it was well-deserved.
Oh, yeah,
The thing is, he was doing it when Pittsburgh was undefeated, right?
Yeah.
Like, not this last year, but the year before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, he just thinks he can do whatever he wants.
But, I don't know, but he'll probably be good with KC. I mean, like, it's hard not to play well when you're...
It's a good pickup.
Your quarterback is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and
also
he's not a main focus of the offense.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like having Travis Kelce. It's like having AB. Now you're gonna be more.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's like if Will signed with us, if we were on a football team. Like, he's not that good, but because he's playing with us, he would, like, excel because there's so much attention on us. You know,
it's like,
it's kind of like Kit in basketball, but...
I'm a bored man, bro.
Oh, basketball! We gotta talk about our dub, bro! If you guys didn't know, we got our first W this week, or last week. You like what you see, Kit? Sorry, we have some visitors in the stew. Kit's a little bit distracted.
Is my mic good, guys? I think
But we caught our first W against who did we play?
Liam's team.
What's the name of their team?
Some fucking shit team.
Yeah, Easy Money Snipers.
Some shit team.
You can't name yourself after KD's account and not be a
first play. First play of the game, one of their teammates faked an injury and sat for the whole game.
He tripped and rolled his ankle or something.
Yeah.
Heard that one.
It's facts.
But then we just dialed in. Like, we just played the best basketball we've played all year.
Without a doubt.
Will was, I don't even know. This guy was a different breed. I've never seen Will shoot the ball like that. But I think Will shot probably like 6 for 8 from the three. And
I was feeling good.
I was doing my job on the boards. You know,
and guess
playing
what? That's
defense,
carrying you the next week.
The
Monday?
Yeah. But yeah, finally it feels good to get the W, get the monkey off our back.
Makes the basketball a little more fun.
Yeah. And then, next week we'll come in with some energy, some firepower. So,
yeah. I think because we have a win now, we're going to go into that next game
a lot more confident.
Yeah.
More confidence, and like, we know what we can do now. I feel like we've never really seen our ceiling, or not even our ceiling, just our potential.
Yeah, we played really good.
I feel like, Thomas, you played the best, too, when it comes to your thumb as well.
Dude, really?
You hit threes, bro.
Yeah, I did hit two
threes.
One
game winner?
I gamed that. Whoo! That was like an 18-footer?
Maybe 19.
19? I don't know. All I know is I shot it in that big boy's face, and I said, game, bitch! Oh, dude, what's happening in the world? I feel like, I don't know if we're hungover or something, but... Like, the energy's
well, let's down. Talk about some real stuff. Will, what's your thoughts on Russia-Ukraine?
It's fucked up, man.
Yeah, bro, this is messed up.
This is messed up, bro.
No, I'm kidding.
Yo, the mother of Young Thug's two sons was allegedly gunned down last night.
I got that notification.
Yikes.
In the A.
Does Will know who Young Thug is? I don't think...
I don't listen to his music. I know who he is.
Will, top five artists.
Yeah, top five.
Go.
Like, top five of my artists?
Like, your favorite.
Yes,
your
favorite. Bro.
My favorite?
Yeah.
Nas.
Hey,
straight out of Queensbridge.
Who?
Straight out of Queensbridge.
Okay.
Who's that? I don't fucking know. Queensbridge, New York. Get it right, Kit.
Learn about it.
Is that a rapper's name?
No, oh. Nas out of Queensbridge, New York.
Oh. Okay, get off Nas, bro. Yeah, like, bro. Come like on, who's bro. Number two?
Who's after Nas?
Big.
Okay. This guy's such an old soul.
This guy does it for attention.
Tupac. Come on, you got some others in there, buddy. Ice this is like cube. The longest list of all time.
Just two words. MF Doom.
Okay.
Vince, I'd put Pac there.
Vince Staples.
I'd put Pac there.
Yeah, four spot?
Yeah.
And then what, Run DMC?
I'll put my white boy Eminem there, too.
Yeah. Okay, that's respectable. All these old heads. Do you listen to anyone that's under 50 years old or no?
Yes.
Like...
Dave.
Santan Dave?
Santan Dave.
That's my guy. He's actually my top five, too. I'd say my top five bro, are...
I'm going to his concert in May.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Fucking guy, bro. This guy, man.
Jesus,
never buys me tickets for anything, bro. Home opener.
Name every city in England.
Yeah, every single one. Where's Dave from?
Stratham.
Stretnum.
Stratham. Fuck, sorry.
That's okay. No, that's actually when I went to England, I lived in my family's from South London, and I live in a town called Croydon, and Stretnum is 15-minute bus ride away.
That's actually fire.
And I ran into Dave on the street.
Oh yeah.
He was like, yeah.
Actually?
Yeah, bro.
Did he mention me at all?
Nah, he's like, no idea who you were, bro. He started rapping to me.
That's just like
I grew up in Stretnum. like started rapping to me. I'm like, bro, like, trust me, I know I'm a fan. Don't worry.
Did he have his boys with him?
Yeah, I'm boys with him.
Did he have his boys
with him? Oh, no. He was on his ones, bro. Ooh. I was going to stain him, but I was like, no.
I feel like it's a tradition, and we haven't mentioned it yet. But Will is anti-vax.
So... Will, the people, like, the viewers want to know, like, we've been getting a lot of messages. They're like...
I'm out.
About... Thank God.
Holy... He's all right, not, welcome back left. To Ben Shenanigans.
He's not even wearing a mask, so it's okay. The people want to know, man, like, when are you going to get your first vaccine dose? Oh, my God, bro.
Sorry, I didn't get you there, bro.
People want to know when you're getting your first vaccine dose.
I have it, bro. You're being clown as usual.
This guy, dude.
Your guys and your old jokes are so shit. Like, Kit, think of something else.
Why are you mentioning me, bro? I didn't do anything.
Because you brought it up.
Because it's a tradition.
Guys, stop fighting, bro.
Like, stop looking at me, first of all. Okay, dude. Guys,
yo,
do you guys want kids?
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, but like, how would you guys react when you have kids? Assuming
so, my brother just had a kid.
Oh yeah, you're an uncle I'm an now. Uncle.
My brother,
congrats,
had a kid.
Bro.
Thank you. I had a kid last week, a baby girl.
Name?
Haven.
Haven.
Yes. Haven Marcus?
Haven Marcus, yeah. Yeah, dude, like, I've never held a baby before.
Really?
That was my first baby I've ever held.
What's it like?
It's actually, like, unreal. Like, when you, like...
Oh, yeah.
Dude, when you look up close and, like, how small they are, dude, it's kind of trippy. It's like, this is going to grow into, like, a whole human.
We were there.
Yeah, like, but it's tiny. It's, like, a foot long and, like, half a foot wide. And I was, like, it's kind of surreal, but it made me, like, really want to have kids, man. So yeah. I went on Tinder and I just started swiping. but honestly, like, that is so cool. Like, not yet, obviously, but one day, like, definitely going to have some kids.
Well, the good thing about kids is that, like, especially, like, when they're a baby, like, you know how they're, like, not pudgy, but, like, you can, like, press in on them and it's, like, all, like, muscle or whatever. So that means, like, if you drop it, they're, like, protected.
Yeah, they're blessed. Yeah. And you can, like, put them to work hella early. Like, you can get them to start doing shit around the house and like
that's why I think parents have kids because they're like, I have too many chores. It's time to just have a kid. So I can
honestly, my mom loves it, bro. Fucking hell.
Will you big chore guy at house? Dishes?
No, no, Will talks
talk
back
to my mom.
This guy's a deviant.
This guy tells his parents what to do. You put my plate away. What's the one chore growing up that you guys hated to do?
Dude, I honestly don't think I had... I've never had chores.
Like, set the table?
Yeah, like, that's... If that's a chore, like...
I mean, I have to clean my cat's litter. Because I've done it my whole
life. Tell Larry just hold it in.
Yeah, bro. Larry, hold that shit in.
Why don't you just get a dog, bro?
The one chore I hate...
This guy's so adamant about cats, bro.
It's got a cat feeling.
He loves cat. He loves that pussy.
Bruh. The one chore, though, I hate is unstacking or stacking the dishwasher.
Oh, I don't have a dishwasher. I am so on you. Like, but I, so
I, it does sound very fucking...
Like, my dad, if when I'm back home in Dundas,
D-block, I knew you were going to do D-block.
So he'll put like a note on the fridge saying like, Kit, unstack.
Stack that shit, Kit.
Literally. And it's like the worst thing. Like I woke up. Thank God I'm alive today.
Yeah, of course.
Man, I got to unstack this dishwasher. Are you kidding me? Bro, it ruins my day. I just wish that I would.
Do you have to rinse the plates off before you throw them in there too? Or can you just throw them in there?
Normally I just toss them in there. But if something's like, I know my dishwasher, bro.
Yeah,
If it ain't going to get it, then I help out.
Fair shout. I'd say my least favorite chore is laundry. Like, I don't do my family's laundry, but I hate doing my laundry.
Hmm. It does suck. Honestly. Yeah.
You guys don't like having clean clothes?
No, I love having clean clothes. I just don't like the process of getting clean clothes. Like, I'd rather just flip my underwear out, inside out, like, and double down on them. Same with the socks. And if it's a plain black tee, then I'll do that as well, but... Until I have to wash some stuff, until like my clothes start standing up by themselves, then I'm not. I'm using the laundry machine, bro.
Do you wash all your socks?
Just the left ones, because my right foot usually doesn't smell. So I try to save water.
You know that some people wear their socks inside out because the softer side will be actually touching your foot?
Just looks uncomfortable.
It looks stupid.
It does look stupid, but apparently it's more comfortable.
Do you do that?
I don't, but I know people do.
I feel like you're doing that. You're just saying you don't now.
Yeah, you're 100% doing
that. Show us your socks.
Okay, I'll take off my shoes.
That's inside out.
You can tell Will is the absolute worst liar on this goddamn planet. Like, you can tell Will's a liar because he's an anti-vaxxer. Oh, man.
I actually wanted to talk about something today, but I kind of forgot.
Think. Do you think a lot, Thomas?
Yeah. Hella.
Are you a deep thinker? What about this? You gonna think for this test on Monday?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
That test is gonna be deep, too.
Yeah, I gotta study for that.
Yeah, though. I actually have to study for that.
Yo, Kit, you making that... cheat sheet.
Event? No, it's not a cheat sheet. It's
not a cheat sheet, like a review.
I will. Probably tomorrow or maybe Sunday.
No, not Sunday. Mm-mm.
What the fuck?
Are you going to study on a Saturday?
I'll make some little studies.
This guy don't just told have, like, me not to do work on or the like Sunday.
A game to go do on Saturday or something?
Well, I'm going to go to the gym on Saturday to start my day.
No, you're not.
Oh, are you about to hit a PR?
I hit a PR every time.
Hey, yo, yes, sir. These gains.
This guy does not work out, bro.
Who? Well, my thing about working out is I play real sports. I'm not trying to be the best at exercising. Who wants to be the best at exercising?
Thomas, apparently.
Is running considered athletic?
Every day, bro.
I wouldn't say every day. I don't think you were there yesterday.
Yeah, but I worked out twice as hard the day before because I knew I was going to miss. Yeah, I hit legs and shoulders in the same day. So, have you even hit anything before?
Yeah.
Because you look small, bro.
I'm not small.
You look small, bro.
I'm 205, bro.
No, you're not.
You are not 205.
You're not 205.
I'm 180.
Yeah, what the fuck? I'm 197. There's no way you weigh more than me. You don't work out.
I work out, bro.
No, you don't.
I worked out on Thursday. I'm not even going to lie. I'm, you know, I see you guys, you know, I'll pull some inspiration, especially from the one who's vaccinated.
You know what motivates me to work out, actually?
What?
Kevin Bly says that I'm the strongest guy on the team besides Justin Stonkus, because of, if you've ever seen Stonkus' legs, then you'll understand that. And he says you should be hitting the ball harder than everybody on this team, and that every time I'm working out, I'm doing bench press, I'm thinking of Bly saying, "You're a big, strong boy," and I'm pushing that shit up, bro. Three plates.
You had a nice talk with him about the thumb.
I did, last practice? Yeah, we connected.
Is that fun?
It was fun, yeah. He understands. He gets it.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're a misunderstood player?
Super misunderstood, bro. I don't know if it's like the whole vaccine thing or like... Nah, I don't know, man.
Well, we're coming back better than ever this year when it comes to hitting.
Hopefully.
Who is this we? Like the Rams?
Thomas and I.
Or you guys personally?
Me and Will. Me and Will. The rest of the Rams can actually hit, believe it or not.
Let's not expose ourselves anymore.
Yeah, let's not expose ourselves. Are you guys going to the hockey game tomorrow?
I'm going to my cottage this weekend.
Oh, yeah? And the one in America?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
You know me. I like to travel, you know?
What are you doing? You going skiing? Or is the snow all melted?
I'm going to go skiing. It's still there.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm probably going to wake up really early tomorrow, drive down there. I got to get a rapid test now. No longer a PCR test.
Oh, to cross the border?
Yeah, to get back into Canada, they make us do that.
Whoa.
But
you have to do the rapid in front of them, or do you just show them?
No, I just show them. So I have to show them a test within 72 hours.
Okay. How far is that cottage?
It's like just a bit over 2 hour drive.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No, it's super light.
Was it straight south?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just past Buffalo.
Buffalo.
What do you know about Buffalo?
Hmm?
What do you know about Buffalo?
He's in Bill's Mafia.
Benny the Butcher?
This guy.
Benny the fucking Butcher. Yo, you know my favorite Benny the Butcher song, please?
What?
Well, would you...
97 Hove.
Huh?
Yeah.
If you could go back in time and you want it, like, would you kill... Would you kill Biggie so you could be Tupac?
What kind of question is that?
It's a question, bro. And it's a question that requires an answer.
Yo, Kit, who's your top five artists?
Top five. These aren't the ones I listen to the most, but top five I would. My favorite, I'm going to put Kendrick Lamar in there. This is in no particular order. Mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar. I'm going to put Playboi Carti.
Yikes.
No comment.
At least I can see my artists live. I'm a Kanye West.
Yeah.
I'm a Kid Cudi fan, so I'm gonna put him in there. The last spot, I'll go with Uzi.
Yeah.
So I would say it's like diverse, but it's definitely
acquired.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of them live?
No, I was supposed to go to the Playboi Carti concert in December.
COVID?
And he just canceled it. Like, he did shows in all the other places, but he was like, Toronto?
I'm not kidding.
So I'm like down $70. I had good seats, actually, because I got them early. And
you didn't
then,
get refunded?
Allegedly, according to Playboi Carti's management team. You know them, right? Crazy. They're going to reschedule it, which is pretty much... The Cat. Record label saying, fuck you guys.
Yeah, you're not getting your shit
back. We're not going to get shit back. Yeah. I probably won't see him. So that was supposed to be like my first concert because I've never been to one actually. But I kind of saw for a concert. I wouldn't really say it was a concert.
Yeah, that was in Toronto.
Rebel.
Right? Yeah.
It was a vibe though.
That was Halloween time? That was like this year, no? Or like
it wasn't Halloween, but it was like.
It was recent.
It was in the winter. Yeah, like it was December.
Okay.
Probably. It was cool though, like just seeing like a artist perform live. I want to do more, you know.
I've only ever been to one concert. It was a Post Malone concert, and honestly, it was pretty.
Who'd
really
you see?
Good. I saw Post.
Oh, true.
Swae Lee opened for him, and then Post came on, and then he brought Drake on for two songs, and it was
that's pretty lit.
Like when you bring Drake on in the ACC, like the place just absolutely went crazy. And
yeah, you've been to a concert, Will?
Will's a huge music guy.
I've limited two.
Who?
Oh, really?
Nas and Pusha T.
Pusha T?
Wow.
I'm a big Pusha T guy.
Are you really?
Yeah.
fuck out of here.
Okay, boy. Rap every lyric to the Adonis diss track. So when Drake and Pusha T were beefing, like,
who was you with?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
Pusha.
When it comes to lyrical and just rapping, it's Push.
That's not the question, bro.
Pusha's T diss track was low key.
Who you riding for on the street if you see both of them getting fucked up? Like, who you riding out for?
Yeah, Pusha's like, Tom or Will, I need you, and Drake's like, Will, come here, I need you.
Yeah,
you like, who are you helping?
It's a tough one. Honestly, I'm going with Push. Can I listen to more Push than Drake?
Anyways, can I give you my top five? I don't see your reaction. Yeah,
give us a top five and then we'll close it up.
Cool, cool. Honestly, you could probably already name it, but
Dirk.
Yep.
Polo.
See, Polo used to be, but he honestly fell. Polo used to be my favorite, but he kind of fell off.
I know what you mean.
But I'll give you Dirk.
Drake.
Dirk, Vaughn.
Travis Scott.
No. What the fuck?
Drake's in there for sure.
Maybe. I don't know. Let me eliminate
first.
Yeah,
let first. You do it.
Yeah, yeah. So Dirk, Vaughn, G Herbo.
Really?
Dude, G Herbo fires me up. I love G Herbo. I know he's also a very acquired taste because he's kind of offbeat. But like at the beginning, I couldn't listen to him. I would be like, tell my boys, like, turn that shit off. Like, that's garbage. But I don't know. Now he's like probably like my favorite. But yeah. Herbo, Santan Dave as well. Yeah. I love Santan Dave. Like, his lyrics are pretty insane. And then for the spot, like, I honestly, like, I could throw Drake, Uzi, or Polo. Like, it's kind of up in the air. I don't really know.
I like that top five, actually.
It's not bad, eh?
I don't think I remember. I think you may be the first person I've ever heard to put G Herbo in the top five.
Yeah.
Which is
I would put that five spot. I'd say Lil Baby, right now.
True.
Right now. True. I don't know all time, but right now I think he's coming out with some bangers. Like that tape he dropped with Dirk. I still listen to that tape all the time.
The Heroes.
Yeah.
One.
Voice of the Heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we're gonna GTFO.
Yeah. Do you wanna
sign us off?
Yeah.
Will,
like you do.
Will, you wanna sign us off?
Nah, bro. You open.
Nah,
your sign off.
Yeah.
All right. What do I say?
Whatever you want, bro.
Whatever blah, I feel. Blah, blah, blah. All right. Well,
you can disrespect someone. Like, you can call someone out. Right,
let me call
someone
out. I want to call out another podcast. Joe Rogan, you a bitch. We coming for your ass. Square the fuck up. That spin kick is fake, and I'll beat your ass. So then once we get on the ground, I wrestled for 6 years, so I want all that smoke. And your podcast shit. Thanks for listening, Ben Shenanigan fans. We'll see you guys next week. It's been your boy, Thomas.
Yes, sir. See you boys later.
See you boys later. Next week, studio, same time.
Dirty fucking no, pussy.